Hey there, hey, and thank you for tuning in to this Monday pod of Born to Be a Star. Today is another day and another opportunity, and I'm feeling sick. I've been sneezing all day and coughing and just dying with allergies, as you can hear, and it's not getting better. Today was horrible. I sneezed all day long, and I work in a customer-facing position, so you can imagine what I felt like. But outside of that, it was a good day. Happy it's over. We have a lot to talk about with WrestleMania and everything that happened this weekend. I definitely think it's time for me to take a vacation again. I'm definitely tired, and I could go with a couple of days off. But at some point, I'll get them, so I'm just going to be patient and wait. Anyways, honestly, but today is another opportunity for you to recognize what you're seeing, the reflection in the mirror, reflection of where you've been and where you're going to next, right? You should recognize your reflection and you should like what you're seeing. Maybe even if you don't like what you're seeing, try to like what you're seeing. Try to like the reflection that's there, right? That's the idea, right? To like the reflection that's there. Moving on from that thought, why don't we get to the mantra? Right, because today is another day and the starlight, star power mantra. And today is another day. It's Monday. The weather was sort of nice here. Living in New England is fun. Hopefully we're steering toward good weather. Actually, the weather is the main part of the conversation today. But to start off the podcast, let's get to the yes, you can. You know, when somebody does something to irritate you, whether it be at your job or a family member, instead of getting so emotional or, chatty, just let it go. Live your life. Don't bring your job home with you. Leave your job at your job. And if you have to work from home, I guess leave your job in the laptop and turn it off or shut it down or just close it. When it's over, let it be over. We should not drag things into our lives that don't deserve to be there, right? There has to be limits, and you have to put your foot down, and you have to be real. And that's it. Now, I'm a firm believer in equality and fairness, but I often think that people like to dictate what the actual definition of that is. So you have to have the ability to understand your starlight, your star power, and you have to demand what you're deserved. And that's it, right? That is it. Moving on from the star power that's deserved and everything that should be happening, when we're starting off the podcast by saying, yes, you can, we need to be thinking about the things that you can do. Learn new languages, pick up a new hobby, start a new show, change your favorite color, decide you like wrestling, decide you want a new moisturizer, decide you want to get highlights in your hair, decide you want to go from curly to straight or straight to curly, decide that you want to try a new style. There are literally lots of things that you could be doing to steer you in the correct direction of yes, you can. The idea of that mantra is telling yourself what you can accomplish versus what you can't accomplish. That is the idea of yes, you can. It's setting a precedent. It's setting a way for you to conquer goals and complete them versus talking about it. I'm going to travel. When are you going to travel? I'm going to pick up this new hobby. When? I'm going to do that. When? Like, that kind of connects to the idea of why not today in some ways, too. if you say to yourself, yes, you can, instead of, I don't know how I'm going to do that, I don't know how I'm going to accomplish this, when am I going to have time for this? There's a million excuses you can come up with not to do something or not to show up or be involved in something because you're scared or you're fearful or you don't want to try to date again or you got divorced and you don't want to maybe get remarried again or maybe you moved to a town and you thought it was going to be great and it sucks. Maybe you hate living in an apartment and you want to buy a house. And maybe the market is not exactly where you want it to be, so it's scary. Maybe you want a new pair of sneakers and you don't know which ones to buy. The idea is, yes, you can. Following the yes, you can is the never give up. And I saw John Cena tonight on WWE. And I want to say, the mantra of never give up is to always persevere through the difficulty and to hold on. And to never let go. If you love yourself and anybody else, whether it be a family member, your other half, or a friend, or a neighbor, or just people in general, how can you give up on them? How can you give up on the idea of succeeding or accomplishing something? Because it's difficult. You have to persevere through the difficulty and the sadness and the bad news and get to the good news. You have to get to the other side of it. And I know at times that feels impossible. I've told you billions of times about my dealings with polycystic ovary syndrome and the idea that I never thought I'd have the ability to try to become a mom and give my husband children. It just felt like it's never going to happen. And it's really a horrible experience having his sister and his brother's wife be pregnant at the same time. And I'm feeling like I'm not included in that. But instead of me being negative thinking, when is it my turn? I just keep reminding myself, I'm not going to give up and I'm just going to keep trying. And at some point, things will work out. I'm just not going to worry and stress out about it. And I'm just going to leave everything in God's hands, right? I can't control the world and I can't control time and I know that. So I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to cave into doubt and fear and I'm not going to be that person. Not just with the polycystic ovary syndrome and the infertility, but with everything in my life, right? If I'm trying to do something at work and it doesn't necessarily go the way I want, instead of me being bitter and miserable and rude and finding a way to be irritated, I'm just not caving to it. I am going to put my foot down and I am going to say things when it's necessary. So today something happened that was really irritating and tomorrow I'm going to tell my manager about it, right? I'm not going to hide. I'm not going to do that. Instead, I'm going to handle the situation and I'm going to put things where they belong in place. And that's the end of that. Never giving up means you continue to fight through all of it. That's never give up. You don't give in, you don't cave in, and you don't stop fighting for what you're trying to accomplish. Following the idea of never give up, and we can't give up for all the people fighting for us either, we have the mantra of, why not today? Because putting off today for tomorrow isn't going to get you anywhere. And indecisiveness and procrastination are your enemy, because if you're spending too much time thinking about doing something, then you're not doing it. If you're procrastinating or you're being indecisive and you can't make up your mind, then how are you going to make up your mind about anything? Me and my husband are currently suffering from indecisiveness because we took too long to buy a property and we should have probably bought it during COVID, right? But he kept thinking, oh, we have to wait after COVID, but the numbers are insane right now, so I don't know when we're going to buy a house. But it's really irritating, right? I've been saying for a very, 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 very long time that we need to stop renting. And he's just like, no, blah, blah, blah. So now we're kind of in this position where I'm not sure what's going to happen next. And I don't think he knows either. Outside of like that, like if you need to paint the wall, if the dishwasher doesn't work, if you need to get an oil change done in your car or you need to get your suit cleaned at the cleaners, or you need to go grocery shopping, or you need to pick up a prescription,
How are you going to get those things done if you don't go accomplish them and set a time and organize to complete it? How can you sit there and complain about things and then you're not doing anything to accomplish it? That's the ordeal and that's the idea. You cannot attempt to do things and accomplish things and then just not do it. That's not winning. That's losing, right? How can we, like, not complete things and just expect things to get done? If the dishwasher doesn't work, how are you going to put the dishes in the dishwasher and get them clean? You want to wash the dishes with Dawn? I mean, I don't. Don't you want to find easier ways to do things? Do not put off the day tomorrow. I know it's really irritating and annoying that we can't buy time, and I wish I could, but we can't. So let us find a way to get things done that we should get done. Organize it and plan effectively. Because when we are responsible, reliable, and prepared and ready, things just are very easy to get through. Just going to say that. Moving on from the mantra, let's get to the headlines. So, how do people think that Joe Biden is a good president? Are people ignoring the fact that there's a Davos group of people that are in some weird room having very strange conversations in some, like, futuristic type of place? Elon Musk is bringing up the idea that we can't control the AI. And I don't think that people are asking the right questions. I don't even think people are paying attention enough to things that are going to backfire. Our pathetic attempt to understand technology and things that we don't really understand, and the government pretending to tell us the truth about aliens and supernatural things, is going to be a detriment to us. I don't think enough people are asking questions. I don't think we're having serious questions about what if there is another life? Like, how do we control the robots? What are we doing to protect ourselves? Why aren't we asking those questions? Like, I have seen iRobot. I have seen Matrix. I have seen Terminator 1, 2, and 3. And when I watch those movies, granted I've seen them many times, I'm always questioning, all this stuff happened because humanity is idiotic. And I'm in the present and I'm thinking that. And the reason I'm relating this to the next part of our conversation with no media allowed, no media allowed, no media allowed, still out of us anyway. The reason I'm connecting it to this is because a group of idiots had some sort of conversation with Congress, right? Where they use the idea of an alien force to misdirect questioning to Joe Biden. And I asked you at the beginning of this, before I did the song and the intro, does anybody actually believe that Joe Biden is a good president? Yesterday was Sunday, and I had a very interesting conversation with my mom. I brought up the fact that Joe Biden thought it was important on Easter Sunday to make that Trans Awareness Day. Now, the trans community has almost 30 days of recognition throughout the year, and there is no other group of people or minority group that has that amount of time except them. Black History Month isn't even about black historians anymore. It's about the ideology behind what they think black is. An affirmative action and a bunch of handouts and insanity. It's not actually about those who fought to actually make and create black history. Because like I said during Black History, and like I basically say every other day, do you actually think Martin Luther King's dream was what's happening now, where black people misdirect things that don't make any sense and continue to vote for a party of people that hates them? I'm gonna say it again. Do you understand who created the Ku Klux Klan? The Democratic Party. Do you understand who created racism? The Democratic Party. Do you understand who burnt down a Republican black neighborhood? The Democratic Party. So if you are any sort of minority, whether it be black, Spanish, Asian, or whatever, I want you for a moment to think about this if you're Chinese. They are taking away AP courses and honors courses and the ability for your child to be in a higher leveled class because they're white and Chinese. What does race have to do with your brain and how smart you are? Typically, that's a part of culture and that's a part of your parents, not the skin color you are. I was very gifted and smart when I was younger. And by the time I got into high school, all the classes I was taking was AP and honors. If I had been in other classrooms and I weren't in those, it wouldn't have been good for me, right? Because I had progressed past the basic things. I'll never forget being in AP biology and actually understanding what the teacher was saying. And I'll never forget being in, like, high honors English and writing like serious papers about Edgar Allan Poe and questioning the idea of a mystery and seriously getting in depth with that. And I'm nowhere near the age of like a 16-year-old, right? But I'm just saying, why aren't people questioning what's happening? The ruse going on, where they're using celebrities and TV, the lying media, and the Jerome Powell that I can't clearly count, and neither can the other idiot with the gray hair that's running around going to China, the guy that's supposed to be in charge of the military that's coming out on that stage with Pramin Jean-Pierre. None of the things that they're saying is correct. And before I move to the next part of the conversation, I'm tired of everything being racist. My husband is Caucasian. I am part Caucasian, right? My blood is steered from Italian, likely, Irish, and German, right? That's white. I have never once, not once, in my entire life, thought about race to the extent that these idiots are. And it's so annoying. Everything is because everybody wants to make black people's lives miserable, and because basically anyone that's a minority is like desolate and confused and lost, and they need 5 million opportunities to cheat at shit instead of just doing things the correct way. Now, if these people were smart, everything has a qualification, especially to be a lawyer. And there's a qualification for teachers, too. It's called the master's degree. If you need a master's degree to be a teacher and you need to pass the bar to become a lawyer, why would we start taking away the qualifications for lawyers so they can be dumber? Have you met Hunter Biden? He went to law school, and I don't know how he got into any kind of law school. The idea that he is a president is sad, but okay. The idea that he is a lawyer, he was in a practice, he was doing a bunch of things, and the even sadder part about that is his father is the president, the man that has corrupted the entire government 10 times over, many times before that. Seriously. And honest to God, these people are insane. Everything is DEI. Everything is racist. The idea that you don't want to call out insanity when it comes to Christianity is racist. And I got two words for you, right? And I'm going to say it here on the podcast because this is like a place where I can release the beast or the bad part. So I'm going to say it. If you're going out of your way to dismiss the idea of God and Jesus Christ and religion and Christianity, and specifically the Catholic faith, may the force be with you. Because you might not want to recognize reality, and you might want to downplay everything, and you might want to use like a few examples in history to try to redirect stuff. And you might want to try to act like Jesus Christ is not the King of all kings. You may even feel like you're validated because you listened to a couple of Ben Shapiro episodes of his show on Daily Wire. And you think it's appropriate the way that the leaders of that organization operate. Now, I can't remember the last time I listened to Ben Shapiro, and I can't remember the last time I went on Daily Wire. I canceled my yearly membership with them even before Candace left, because I just started to feel like Ben spends a lot of time talking about the war and a lot of things. And the only one that was willing to question what happened there is a guy from another company. And honestly, I'm not saying I don't disagree that what happened in Israel shouldn't have happened, because it shouldn't. But I am saying, why do the elite Jewish people get a way out of anything? Why can't we talk about who's actually in control of these things? And I say it all the time. That's why I've steered away from Daily Wire. Because Jay Boring and all the shit that they represent and everything that they're doing is convoluted. Just like basically everything else. They're lying to us. Probably because it's easy to do it. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of the DEI, the woke, the insanity, the you can't say this because you're insulting black people. And I just can't help feeling like, are you fucking kidding me? And excuse my French. Yes, I cussed. What? Skin color and race doesn't have anything to do with your ability to hunt and fight and scave to succeed. If you want to be successful, then you got to be willing to work hard for that. If you want to achieve anything in your life, then you got to go out and get it. Do not sit there waiting for something on a silver platter like a dog. Go make your life and live it, right? Write a book. Create something. Find a job that pays you a lot of money. Be that person. If you're not going to be that person, then shut the hell up. There's only two options here. You either recognize a con for a con and a grift for a grift. And you understand that Black Lives Matter isn't about black people. You understand that George Floyd was a drug addict. You understand that every month they do Black History Month, they confuse black historians. They cannot say their names correctly, and they misrepresent a lot of black people by putting Kunta Kinte cloths out and thinking that that's the representation for black. It isn't. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm sick of that. I'm tired of everything being misdirected and miscultured and just the insanity of all of it. It is okay to say that the black people that are blasting loud, ignorant music and can't read books, and the fact that Beyonce can't read and Jay-Z doesn't even know what fucking year it is, and the fact that a lot of these people that are black are really ignorant. It is okay to admit that. But it's also okay to admit talent and creativity and a lot of insights and a lot of smarts, regardless of the skin color. Why do we have to be anti-white? The majority of the world is white, especially in the United States of America. You do understand that, right? 5 out of every 25, 30 people is white. Not any other race, white. Yet we sit here and we argue and we put on the grifter jacket, and we want to pretend like white people are the problem for everything, instead of looking at ourselves and recognizing maybe we did something wrong. See, smart people don't see skin color. Smart people don't see color. They see the person that they're speaking to, because people have something. It's called a soul and a mind. And if you cannot see the two of those things when you're talking to someone and all you see is their skin, then you got a problem. I'm tired of the woke shit, but I don't think it's going to end. And like I said earlier, I was telling my mom about the fact that they decided to do the trans thing on Easter, and she didn't believe me up until the point I showed it to her. And you know that her response to me was to take it off my phone? Why would I want to take the reminder that they're canceling Easter off my phone? No, I want to remember every day how the Easter of 2024 was misrepresented and ignored and denied to the mass of the world by Joe Biden, pretending like trans things matter more than normal every year things and occasions. There should be certain days, certain holidays where that shit isn't okay. I'ma name them: Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, Memorial Day, St. Patty's Day, because that's an Irish holiday. And why do we have a holiday about, why did we get rid of Columbus Day? That's a historical day in history of the United States of America, and we've replaced it with something that doesn't make sense. Why do we need Juneteenth, right? As a reminder about what happened in, back a long time ago to a group of people. Why do we need a remembrance of that day? Why? People are going the wrong way here, and hating one group of people isn't going to make any of it better. Because the thing no one's paying attention to is the fact that the government isn't fixing the problems. They're ignoring them. The infrastructure issues in the United States of America are not getting fixed. They're not getting better. Look at all the shit that they pack into the bills that they go into the Senate floor and they discuss. Nothing. As much as I want to blame Mike for maybe not doing what I necessarily want him to do, how can he? What's up with the Republicans not doing their responsibility? We need to stop having these woke rhinos on the Republican side, and we need to get some younger people that are willing to say no to them. We need people that are willing to not just cave like Mike Johnson just did, but to say, no, you're not going to pass this till you fix the border. And I guarantee you, if he had taken up the conversation that way, the border would have been fixed. But he didn't do that. I'm not so sure him and a bunch of others actually want to fix anything. Just look around and be aware of what I'm saying. They're making fun of Trump because of the music that he listens to, but basically the music list he had shows me that he's normal. Pretending God isn't in control, we talked about that. That's their way to get out of reality. Biden is a robot, but he's not a good robot because they can't make him like operate the right way. What does Janet Yellen do? Show she's an incompetent idiot? They suck at justifying terror in the streets because they are the terror in the street. They love chaos, they love death, and they love insanity. Only when they're behind their gated white communities where they can hide. And you know what? Before I get off politics, I'm going to bring up a point. AOC's partner is white. Premier Jayapal's partner is white. The judge, the black judge, her partner is white. Pete Buttigieg and Don Lemon's partners are white. Why are we pretending like all these people don't have white partners? Do you understand what I'm saying when I tell you that they're trying to confuse you when it comes to race? Of course they are. Now, as a person that doesn't see color and I just see everybody gray together, I'm telling you, don't fall for it. Wake up, open your eyes, and come to the light and stay out of the darkness. Do not let these people convince you of something that's bullshit. We are all the same, brothers and sisters, nanas and papas, moms and dads, aunts and uncles. Best friends and bestest friends ever. We are the people of this planet. And if we don't recognize our power is to be together and be the light and be bright and to change everything, the darkness is going to come and it might outweigh us. And I know I say every day that we are the stars, we are the light, we are the beginning and the middle and the end, and we're unstoppable. But how can we be unstoppable if we don't recognize that we have starlight? How? If we don't recognize that we actually do have star power. If you don't actually use your star power and fight the government and fight the hypocrisy and fight the lies and fight the racism and fight the stupidity, what are you doing? How can you be a parent and allow your kid to go to elementary school when they're being indoctrinated and completely put into a very precarious, crappy situation? You need to protect the kids and we need to protect ourselves. Women are not safe. And men, especially white men, are in a dangerous predicament. That's it. Moving on from politics, the cold weather won't go. I don't know why, but like I live in New England and it feels like it's like February, man. It's cold, man. I've been wearing coat and sweaters and layers and I'm not feeling it. Creating a healthy balance means obviously you can't do a million things at once. I know we might want to conquer like 20 different things off the list of shit we need to do, but we can't do that. That's not healthy. And that's just going to drive you completely insane thinking that you can accomplish all these things in a short window of time. That's undoable. That's the idea of organization and planning. You prepare and do things in advance so you do not have to run around with the insanity. That's it. Ordering shoes online is my favorite way to order shoes. They have a store called DSW, which is okay. I haven't been in there forever. I don't know. I don't really like buying shoes in a store. Maybe Savers or Goodwill so I can sit down and try them on. But I just feel like the shoe quality is not getting better. And granted, I've been poshing things lately or I just thrift because I just don't like the quality and I don't want to feel like I'm wasting my money. So I'm sticking with the thrifting and the poshing. But I like buying shoes online. I like having the ability to get everything delivered directly to you. Monthly subscriptions. Once the trainer is done in November, I'm not renewing it. I just don't think I want to do it, honestly. Not that I don't like having a trainer, just I don't want to be spending like $400 a month or whatever. I don't want to be spending money that doesn't necessarily need to go to that on that. I could be saving it or doing something else with it. And other monthly subscriptions, like, half the time I forget the monthly subscriptions I have. Like, I thought that my Kindle was all okie dokie just to realize that I think the debit card on it had expired and I have to fix it. I think you have to be aware of what your monthly subscriptions are and don't get monthly subscriptions for stuff you don't use because you're just going to be paying for something that's not worth it. Can you upgrade your moisturizer? You certainly can. I recommend that you do a deep dive on moisturizers to find which one best suits your skin, right? Do you have light skin? Do sometimes you have a little bit of acne? What are you going for with the moisturizer? Are you looking for something to keep your skin completely soft? Maybe you could check out the Kylie Cosmetics ring, or maybe you want to look at the Rihanna stuff. She's got her own line. It's really dependent on what you're looking for, like what type of quality you're looking for the moisturizer. The idea of a moisturizer is to soften the skin and to put something on top of it that keeps it moisturized and secure. So you're going to want to have something that you can definitely get the job done with. Moving on from the main part of the conversation, the weather and moisturizer, let's get to watching things. WrestleMania was actually really great. Sammy beat Gunther. Judgment Day got the tags titles taken away. Unfortunately, Damian Priest did beat out for Seth's title, but Seth won because he was way too injured. Cody Rhodes beat Roman Reigns, and that was the best part of the night. Unfortunately, Rhea Ripley beat the man, but I had thought she was going to win. I think she's kind of unstoppable right now and very entertaining. What is his name? Truth and Awesome beat out Judgment Day for the tag titles. And basically every match I watched, I won. And that was great. The best part of, I think, WrestleMania was two nights. The best part of it was that they were actually fighting. And tonight they had, well, it's still on, but Monday Night Raw is on. And there's some very entertaining people on there. I think it was hilarious how Truth went on and interrupted Damian Priest and his hype. But I think there's a bunch of people pretending like they have skills that they don't have. Like, I'm somebody that loves wrestling. I watch it every chance I get. The best part of WrestleMania was seeing... Babe, what's his name? From Saturday. No, who helped Cody win?
On Sunday?
Yeah. Undertaker. Ding, ding, ding. Undertaker and John Cena are one of my top two faves outside of, Edge. And seeing The Undertaker was like a breath of fresh air. I have loved wrestling since forever. I used to watch it multiple nights a week when I was younger. And I'm still looking at it now, and it's still entertaining, and it's still fun, and it's still good, and I always want more. I think that if WWE wants to retain the viewers, it needs to do something about having people that actually fight. And that's why I'm so excited about having Tony, having Cody, having Sammy, and having new tag winners, because I think they're actually going to fight with the titles. And I said it to Skip earlier, and even if they lose the titles, at least it's not just staying with one person forever, right? There's some other tags that's on there. We'll see what happens. I didn't really get to see the Bobby Lashley fight, but I wish I had of. I don't know what happened with that. It looks like the fight between Seth and what's his name was pretty quick. Seth lost kind of fast. I'm excited to see what happens on AEW this week. AEW is going to be on twice as it always is. We'll see what happens. And tomorrow on Tuesday, I'm DVRing NXT so I can watch it. We'll see what happens. American Horror Story, I don't know where that is. I keep bringing that up, but it's just gone. WWE goes to Netflix. That's going to be interesting. Is there a new season of Chucky? Skip brought up the fact that they were on a boycott forever, and I thought they were still on one, so I don't even know what's going on in Hollywood anymore, and I don't really care. Ridley looks pretty good. That's on Amazon. Files of the Unexplained. Scoop, The Little Things, Blown Away at 4, and Bridgerton. That's on Netflix. We'll see. Moving on from watching things to eating things. The cost of cereal is ridiculous. I am not spending $7 on a box of Wheat Thins. Get out of here. Limiting the meat. Because do we really know what's in red meat? I'm not sure. Like, and don't get me wrong, I like steak. But that's not something I'm eating every day. What burgers are better? Well, I don't know if I should be the one asking this question, because basically the only burger that I eat are from maybe Mooyah and Five Guys. Sometimes we'll have Burger King or Wendy's or McDonald's, but typically our main burger place is Five Guys. And there's another one that I can't remember the name of. It's pretty good too. I'm definitely, you know, a burger person, but I like good burgers. And I'm not saying that like McDonald's isn't good, but you know, it's a different texture. Like, it's not really, you know, the best. not that it's the worst, but like they closed my favorite McDonald's, so now I can't even really go to it. So I don't know. My favorite kind of burger comes from Five Guys. It's the bacon cheeseburger, and it's awesome. If you haven't tried it, you should. More restaurants use apps. So basically, like when I go to Five Guys, or if I get Shake Shack, or if I like, I go to, oh, I forgot to say, Shake Shack has good burgers too. If I go to any of these places and I order, I just order on the app and pick it up inside. So one, I don't have to go in there and order, and two, I can just like do a pickup order and I don't have to wait forever. Sometimes if I don't have time, I'll just go in there and do it. But typically I try to order in advance just to pick it up. That to me is convenient and it works. But that might not work for everybody else. I'm trying to save myself time, right? Like, any way I can, trying to save a little bit of time. But if you're questioning a restaurant, go look on the app for it, or Google it first. You can see exactly what they have to make sure that you want something from it. Just a thought. The wings at Applebee's looks real good, and I can't wait for us to go in there and try it. You know I'm going for the hot wings, and Skip's probably going for the barbecue, the mesquite barbecue, because he's not a hot wing person, and I am. So we'll switch, or I'll just get buffalo, and he won't. Popcorn at the movie theater is the best, dude. The best. I don't know how anyone could argue with that. I'm not saying that the microwave popcorn at home isn't good, but the best popcorn is the one that you're getting from when you go to the movies. Out of this world. I tried a new meal prep today from this new meal prep place that we had to use because Mighty Powerful Meals was on vacation. So it's called Platinum. And today I had asparagus. I had, salmon, and I had, I think it was just those two things. It was very flavorful, very good, very delicious. I ate all of it. I was very full after. I was surprised with the fact that I ate the asparagus without completely just feeling like bleh, because it's not my favorite vegetable, but I ate it, and it wasn't that bad. And I'd have to recommend it again. Honestly, I'm excited about these meals that we found. They have breakfast and parfaits, and this week when we order it again, because Mighty Powerful Meals is still on vacation, I'm going to order some of the parfaits and maybe some breakfast things. Now, don't get me wrong, the price is a little steep, but would you rather pay to make it or pay to order it? Given the option, I'd rather pay to order it. Because I don't have time to be cooking all day and all night. And I know people will be like, what do you mean? How do you have time for that? What are you doing that you can't cook? My job is very busy. And I do a lot of different things. And I'm sorry, but I'm tired. So cut me a break. And I spent way too many days and nights and weekends and Sundays making meal preps. And I'm just not doing it again. No. Anyways, thank you for tuning in to this Monday pod of Born to Be a Star. Excuse me while I deal with this horrible allergies. And remember that you are a star wherever you are. The world is your opportunity and your oyster, and you are supposed to be bright and be the light. Do not let anybody stop you from succeeding or shining bright like a diamond. I'll see you same place, same time tomorrow. Bye.